翻开圣经所属书第六章。
My sisters, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
所属书第六章第七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
并戴上救恩的头盔。
And take the helmet of salvation.
要戴上救恩的头盔。
And take the helmet of salvation.
Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你，在你爱子复活的早晨，召聚我们来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that on a day of your Son's resurrection, that you gather us before you.
求你再次借着已经说过的话，再次让我们看见你赐给我们全副军装的宝贝。
This morning, as we read your word, which you have already provided to us.May we truly recognize the preciousness of the armor of God.
好叫我们在这属灵征战当中能够胜过一切，还能够站立得住。
So that in this spiritual warfare that we can claim victory and we can be able to stand firm.
保守我们底下的时间，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We watch over the following time. We pray all these things in your Son's name.
Amen. 保罗说呢，我们现今的时代呢，是一个弯曲悖逆的时代。
So the Apostle Paul says that we are living in a wicked and perverse generation.
这不但是两千年之前是这样，今天在二十一世纪里头更是这样。
Not only was it like this 2,000 years ago, but it's still the case in the 21st century.
这个世界会越来越坏，越来越坏，直到神的审判临到。
And this world will become more and more evil until the judgment of the Lord comes.
仇敌呢是想尽的方法要塞我们啊，像塞麦子一样。
And the enemy is looking for ways to oppress us.
感谢主呢，他不但在当时为彼得祷告，他也是为整个教会所有信他的人祷告。
So thank the Lord that when he was praying, he was not praying for just Peter, but for the entire church.
他作为大祭司，在天上的父面前，天天为我们代求。
He as the great high priest is always interceding for us besides the Father.
同时呢，他也赐下了全副的军装。
He has also provided us this full armor of God.
在叫我们在这一场属灵战争战当当中呢，能够有足够的保护，足够的兵器，能够站立得住。
So in this spiritual warfare that we could have sufficient armor equipment to protect ourselves.
你或者是第六章这边所说的呢，这七个属灵的军装呢，对我们来讲呢是。每一件每天都要穿上。
And so the seven articles of armor listed in Ephesians chapter 6 is something that we ought to put on every single day.
如果我们要每天都穿上这样的军装的话呢，我们呢首先必须对这些军装呢有充分的认识。
So if we ought to take up the full armor of God daily, we need to recognize what this equipment is.
为我们对这些军装的功用，它属灵的意义有充分的认识呢。我们才会宝贝它，天天穿在身上。
Only if we can understand the purpose and the spiritual meaning behind these equipment can we truly recognize the preciousness of it.
如果我们更多的认识这七个金装的宝贝呢，我们才能够在使用它的时候，能够发挥到它们的最大的功用。
And only when we truly recognize the preciousness of this armor of God can we truly realize it to its full potential when we put it on.
那么今天呢，我们要来看的呢，就是要。戴上救恩的头盔。
So today we will be looking at what it means to take the helmet of salvation.
你知道，在我们在打征战的时候呢，这个头部呢是需要保护最好的。
So we know that when we are fighting in battle, the head needs to be protected at all costs.
不但今天呢，打仗的时候，每一个军人都要戴上那个钢盔啊。那么在古代的时候，他们就要戴上头盔的。
So today in battle, we know that soldiers.Wear a helmet. It's the same case as the old times.
那如果我们的头没有保护好的话
，because if our head is not protected,
它是如果受了伤，它轻了，我们让我们的失去记忆，或者是我们的判断不清。那重的话呢，我们呢会残废，我们甚至死亡。
If we suffer even a light injury to our head, we might suffer memory loss or the inability to make decisions. If a more drastic injury, then we might become paralyzed or even face death.
我知道我们的头呢是在我们身上的功用呢，一面呢它是有清楚的分析判断的能力。
So we know that our head, in terms of its daily use, it's sort of the the basis for our thinking and our analysis. It is also the source of our volition and what decisions we make on this walk.
仇敌的工作呢，他一面呢要我们呢这个分辨不清啊，一面要我们意志消沉呢，没有一个这个坚定的意志力啊。
So the enemy wants to confuse us, wants to muddle our thoughts, so we don't know what to stand on.
所以我们呢需要把我们的头呢好好的保护的好。So
we ought to protect our heads well.
那么神所赐给我们这个保护这个头的军装呢，就是他的救恩。
So the armor that God has provided to us to protect our head is His salvation.
那救恩呢，可以说是整本圣经的主题。
And you can say that salvation is the main theme of the whole Bible.
整本圣经除了创世纪头两章说到神的创造之以外。
So in the beginning of the Bible, outside of God's creation.
当第三章说到人犯堕落犯罪之后，神就开始预备那个救恩。
In chapter 3, when it speaks of the fall of man, God is already preparing this salvation.
那他对那个蛇说呢，你因为做了这件事情呢，你必须要咒诅。
The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle.
同时呢，你要与你人为敌呀，你人的后裔也要与你的后裔为敌。
Now put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed.
那你要伤他的头呢，他要伤你的脚跟。
You shall bruise you on the head and you shall bruise him on the heel.
这个女人的后裔呢，不是别人，就是我们的主他自己。
And this woman's seed is no one else but our Lord himself.
就在整本旧约里头呢，他就说到。 这个旧约预言呢，这个神的应许啊，神的救恩要临到。
So in the Old Testament, it speaks of this promise of salvation that God has given to us.
新约呢就说到这个救恩来了，怎么样应验，怎么成就了，并且呢，救恩自动要带领我们呢，到进入那个永远的荣耀里头。
And in the New Testament, it speaks of how this salvation has come and has manifested Himself and will lead us into glory.
所以彼得呢，他在彼得前书啊，第一章第十节这么说啊。
So 1 Peter says this in chapter 1, verse 10.
他说论到这经文，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先生呢，早已详细的寻求考察。Says
as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that have come to you made careful searches and inquiries.
那神在旧约的时候兴起的许多的先知呢，替神说话。So
we know that in the Old Testament, God spoke to many of these prophets.
他们造就、安慰、劝勉神的百姓。
They were edifying, exhorting, and comforting God's people. And they were also announcing the judgment of God and consequences of their sins.
但是同时呢，这些的先知里头啊，都里面有一个盼望啊，对以色列人百姓这些他们所犯的罪如何得到拯救呢？
But they were also making careful searches as to how they will be delivered from their sins.
每一位先知呢，都在里面寻求考察，这个经文怎么样成就。
And they were making careful searches and inquiries as to how the salvation will come to them.
在旧约这些先知里头啊，他们里面呢，就有基督的灵在他们里面。
And they had the Spirit of Christ within them.
虽然基督要到新约才来啊，但是基督的灵早就在这些先知里面呢，来感动他们，来引领他们。
Even though Christ physically comes in the New Testament, in the Ultimate Testament, these prophets already had the Spirit of Christ within
them.
And they sought to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow.
在整本旧约里头啊，多处说到基督将来是怎么样来，他是在。 他在什么地方来，他怎么样来，他怎么样成就他自己的救恩的。
And the Bible throughout talks about when the Lord will come, how He will come, and how He will accomplish His salvation.
他更说到他的源头啊，他从亘古从太初就有啊，他就是那个全能的神，永在的父，全的和平的君。
And He was talking about how He was from the very beginning, He's the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God.
基督来就要成就神他永远的救恩。
And so Christ has come to accomplish God's eternal salvation.
那这救恩呢，是包括神的。
So what does salvation entail?
那主要说两个方面啊。
So he mainly speaks of two aspects.
第一个呢，说到基督要受苦难。
One, the first is sufferings of Christ.
他为我们的罪被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
For our sins, he was nailed on a tree, personally bearing our sins.
叫我们既然在罪上死，就可以在义上活。
So that that as he, through his death, we may live to righteousness.
因着我们犯罪得罪神，耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们付上一切罪的代价。
Because we have sinned and transgressed against God, Christ paid our, the price for us on the cross.
那救恩呢，还说到另外一个方面。
And salvation also speaks of another part.
说到基督要得荣耀。
That is, the Christ will receive glory.
基督被钉、被埋，第三天从死里复活。
That he would die, be buried, and be raised on the third day.
如今坐在高天之上的右边，听见我们代求。
And now he is at the right hand of the Most High God, constantly interceding for us.
所以呢，那个救恩呢，一面呢说到基督受苦难，他为我们死。So
on one hand, salvation speaks of the sufferings of Christ and how he dies for us.
一面呢说到基督得荣耀，他从死里复活。But
the other part talks about the glory of Christ, how he is raised from the dead.
这两件事情呢，是我们救恩不可少的两个部分。
So both these parts cannot be excluded from salvation.
耶稣被交予人是为我们的过犯。
Because Christ was delivered over to man because of our transgression.
复活呢是要我们称义。
And he was raised because of our justification.
如果耶稣基督他不死的话，我们的罪都不得以清偿。
Because if Christ did not die, then our sins cannot be forgiven.
但是如果他没有从死里复活的话。
But if he was not raised up from the dead.
为了用大能证明他是神的儿子的话。
If there is no power to indicate that
he is
the Son of God, then we are still in our sin. And we cannot be counted as righteous before God. So when we consider salvation, we cannot forget either of these parts. Every day we must seek after the cleansing of our sins by the blood of Christ.
因为呢，我们要经历他复活生命的大能啊，让我们在这必死的身体上能够显出神的荣耀来。And
we also ought to experience this resurrection power that even our bodies will bear his testimony.
那当我们在说到神的救恩的时候呢，我们不可以忘记一件事情。So
when we consider the salvation of God, we cannot forget one thing.
就是当神成就这个救恩的时候。That
is when God accomplishes salvation.
他的付上的代价是何等样的大。
How great of a cost was paid for our sake.
因为呢，他在十字架上面呢，他担当世人所有的罪。
On one hand, when he was on a cross, he bore all of man's sin.
这罪呢，所带进的结果呢，一面来讲的话是将来大日的审判。
On one hand, that bearing of sin, it speaks to the future judgment.
因为人犯罪啊。 这个神啊，是公义的神，他一定要审判。
Because man sinned, God as a just God must judge the sin.
如果人没有蒙拯救的话，将来在有一天在大日的审判的时候，都要下火湖的。
Because if man was not saved, then one day all men would go into the lake of fire.
在十字架上面，主所为我们担当的就是那日的那个。 神呢，因着罪的审判呢，他的刑罚呢，他担当了一切。So
Christ personally took it all on his shoulders, this future judgment reserved for us.
叫我们呢，那个不在大日审判的时候呢，不需要再面对永远永火的刑罚。So
that on a great day of judgment, we no longer have to face the consequences of the lake of fire.
有一次呢，在公司的一个茶几里头啊，我们呢提到一个问题。
So one time at Bible study at work, I posed this question.
那么我们就问说呢，神可不可以随他的意思赦免人的罪？
So we ask, can God forgive anybody as he pleases?
我们说呢，神说他说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Because God said, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
主在地上的时候，常常对那些寻求医治的人说了：“你的罪得赦免了，平平安安的去吧。”
And our Lord, when He was on earth, He would often say, "Your sins have been forgiven. Go in peace."
那是不是说神可以凭他的主权，按他的主权，随他的意思，随便他
So is that to say that God can forgive anyone as he pleases, wherever he chooses? If man's sins are forgiven without the payment of any price, we can say that God is loving and merciful, but we cannot say he is just. Yes, it pleases him to save man. He wants to save man from sin. But the wages of sin is death. So if you sin, commit sin, you have to pay the price of sin. And we cannot pay this price of sin. So God personally came and paid the price for us. And all the consequences of sin, our Lord Jesus took upon his shoulders on the cross. He personally bore all of our sins. So that we may die to sin and live to righteousness. The consequences of sin is not just for the end times when God will give his great judgment. Sin today is also responsible for leading man into many disasters. Because man sinned, all these tribulations, all these sicknesses and difficulties that has come to our shoulders is because of it. So God's salvation is not just for us to be delivered from the great day of judgment, but also from today's tribulations. So when God delivers us from today's tribulations, how does he save us?
When
the Lord was on earth and many sick people were brought before him, he healed them all with just a single word. And how does he do this? He said that he is the mighty God. If he wants to heal, he can heal. If he wants to cast out demons out of people, he can. And so in Matthew 8, it says this. It says this in verse 16. They brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were ill. And it says this was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. What was spoken through Isaiah the prophet? He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. So all that the Lord suffered on a cross, all that he bore for us, it's not just what is reserved for us on a great day of judgment, he also bore for us all the present day tribulations that we face because of sin. Because he has for ourselves our infirmities and for our diseases. So when we face difficult things, when we face infirmities or diseases, when we come before the Lord, when we seek after his salvation, his deliverance, we cast all of our burdens upon him because he cares for us. Because he has carried away all of our infirmities and carried away our diseases.
所以圣经呢, 以赛亚书呢, 他说到我们主耶稣基督的时候啊,
So the Bible describes our Lord as something who's not glorious, who's very average.
我们没有人能够看见他的他呢，这因着他的美容那个美貌来使我们羡慕的。
His physical appearance is not something that blows us away or causes us to admire him.
因为主在地上一生啊，就是担待我们一切的软弱，代替我们的疾病，他一生担当我们的罪。
Because the Lord took away our infirmities and carried away our diseases.
十字架上的苦楚一直压在我们的主的身上，让人看没有更多人看能看见他的加行为。
And the burden of the cross was upon our Lord's shoulder to the point we cannot even see his glory.
所以呢，救恩呢，因为来讲呢是白白的。
So on one hand, salvation is free.
那是我们每一个人呢，只要你要伸出那信心的手，都可以支取的。
That as long as you stretch out our hand, that we can all attain the salvation.
那是我们要看见的。 虽然是白白的,
However, we need to recognize, even though it is free, it did not come without a cost. There was God who gave up His only begotten Son to us. It was God's begotten Son who was on a cross to bear our sin and pay the price forever.
所以我们当来想到主的救恩的时候呢，我们里头宝贝，我们要在主面前服。
So when we consider the salvation of the Lord, we need to appreciate and humbly bow and worship. Because He has borne all of our weakness and has borne all of our sins. And because He was a propitiation for us, His salvation is a complete salvation.
保罗他在《哥林多后书》第一章怎么说啊？Paul
says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。That
he delivered us from so great a peril of death.
他现在仍要救我们。And
will deliver us.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。He
whom we have set our hope and he will yet deliver us.
救恩呢，不是说当我们还没有信主的时候，我们信主那一刹那我们接受救恩了，然后救恩就摆在一边了。
Salvation is not something that when we believe in the Lord and receive His salvation, we just set it aside. Salvation is something to be experienced daily. We experienced it in the past. When we believe in the Lord, we have been saved, we have been taken out of this darkness and this judgment. He delivered us from so great a peril of death. And will deliver us. He will take remove us from the oppression of sin, will save us from our earthly bodies. And we will be saved from the oppression of sin, the bondage of sin. So that we can experience spiritual salvation today. Today we can experience salvation and be renewed. So we can see how great and compassionate the will of God is for us. And we can also look forward to the future salvation as well.
如果主来的时候来迟的话，我们可能在主来之前，我们都要死亡。If
the Lord delays His return, then we might perish before He comes.
但是有一天呢，我们要在主里头要复活。But
we will one day be raised up with Him.
经历了这个身体的得赎。We
will experience this resurrection of the body.
这是一个全备的救恩呢，过去、现在、将来。So
this is a complete salvation from the past, present, and future.
是我今天要经历的。
It is something that we ought to experience daily.
第四点呢,
and on this point, I think we can consider it more fully.
当我们的灵复苏过来之后,
when our spirit has been saved,
我们呢,开始可以跟神交通了,
and when we can start communicating with God,
我们可以在灵里头呢,跟, 跟我们的主跟我们的神来往。
We can have fellowship with God and our Lord through the Spirit.
但是不要忘了，我们这个灵还是我们的灵。
But do not forget that the Spirit is still ours.
这个灵呢，今天还仍然需要经历拯救。
Our Spirit still needs to be saved.
有一天呢，这个主跟着门徒们经过撒玛利亚的村庄了。
So one day when the Lord was passing through the Samaritans,
因为那里的人不接待他们。
And because the Samaritans did not receive him.
所以呢，那个雅各跟那个约翰就说，主啊，要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，像以利亚所做的一样。
So James and John said to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?
主怎么对他们说呢？
And how does the Lord respond to them?
因为你们的灵啊，中文翻译心啊，其实原文是灵，你们的灵如何，你们不知道。
The Lord said, you do not know what kind of spirit you are of.
人子来不是要灭人的性命，而要救人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
雅各跟约翰呢，在那里为了神的发义怒啊，好像在灵里说话，这中间的灵不对。
So James and John were very angry for the Lord, and they spoke according to their spirit.
在哥林多后书第七章那里也太这么说。
So it also says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
他说弟兄们啊，我们既有这等的应许啊，就当敬畏神啊，就应当洁净自己，除去身体跟灵里头一切的污秽。那中文翻成灵魂，其实上就是灵。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 it says, Therefore having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
叫我们应成为圣洁呢，就叫我们成为圣洁。
So that we can perfect this holiness.
我们的灵呢，只不过是一个跟神交往的器官呢，它也需要常常需要那个宝血的洁净。
So our spirit is this vessel to communicate with God, and it also needs to be constantly saved.
这个灵呢，必须处在圣灵的管制底下呢，它才是一个对的。
And our spirit must be in alignment with the Holy Spirit, then is it in the right place.
我们呢，天天要经历神他自己的拯救。
We every day need to experience the salvation of God.
是的，我们今天主要的经历都是我们魂的救恩呢，今天心思意念的改变。
Yes, today we consider salvation to be the spiritual salvation that is renewing us every day.
但是我们身体的得赎呢，也不光只是将来的事情。
But the redemption of our body is not just also a future incident.
我们今天呢，就可以经历啊，那个身体的那个救恩了，这对我们这个肉身的救恩了。
Today we can also experience the salvation of our body, our flesh.
在罗马书第八章呢，第十节他这么说啊。第十一节啊。
In Romans 8 verse 11 it says this.
他说：“然而叫耶稣从死里复活的者的灵，若住在你们心里。”
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you,
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们的心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies, who dwells in you.
多少时候我们软弱，我们失败，我们跌倒了。是因为我们还住在肉身之中。
How often when we stumble and fall, it is because that we are still in this flesh.
不要小看我们这个肉体，我们以为它是一个物质的事情，但是从肉体里头有许多的恶欲啊，许多的情欲啊，在我们失败跌倒。
Do not belittle this fleshly body, because from it comes all these evil thoughts and lusts.
主说呢，我们今天呢就能够经历啊，在我们的病死的身体再次活过来。
So the Lord says that even today that we can experience the salvation from our earthly bodies.
以弗所书第二章他说我们在信主了以后呢，我们就与基督一同复活了，一同坐在天上。
And Ephesians it says that when we believe in the Lord, we are raised up with Him to heaven.
复活不仅仅是将来的事情。
So resurrection is not just a future thing.
复活是今天就可以经历的。
Resurrection is something that can be experienced today.
是神救恩的一部分。
It is an aspect of the salvation of God.
因为他的救恩是完备的。
Because his salvation is complete.
我们天天经历啊，这灵魂、身体各方面的神自己的拯救。
So every day, whether in body or spirit, we experience the salvation of God.
什么时候我们软弱，我们跌倒了？
Whenever we are weak and stumble.
什么时候我们得罪神呢？
Whenever we transgress against God.
我们呢，立刻就来到神的面前，求他的赦免。
We need to immediately come before God and ask for forgiveness.
约翰一书他这么说，他说我们若认自己的罪的，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
什么时候我们一发觉我们犯罪，我们得罪神呢？
Whenever we recognize that we have sinned.
什么时候我们的良心在我们里面责备我们呢？
When our conscience speaks against us.
我们呢，就必须要立刻来到主的面前，求他的赦免。
Then we ought to come before the Lord immediately and ask for His forgiveness.
求他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
That His blood, His precious blood, would cleanse us of our sin.
叫我们能够重新在他面前有一个清洁的良心。
So that we may have a clear conscience before Him once again.
不单是我们已经知道的罪。
And not just for the sins that we know.
我们那些我们不知道的罪，有的时候也需要在神面前认。
We also need to confess the sins which we don't know.
诗篇第十九篇的第十十一节、十二节这么说啊。
Psalm 19 it says this.
那谁能知道自己的错失呢
？It's who can discern his errors.
求你赦免我隐而未显的过犯。
Acquit me of hidden faults.
大卫呢？他在那里呀、啊、祷告的时候，他就深深有个感觉。
When David is praying, he had this deep thought.
他说：“谁能知道自己的错失呢
？”He says that who can discern his errors.
多少时候我们犯罪，我们得罪神，我们不晓得。
How many times have we sinned against God yet we do not know of it?
我们就让它过去了。
And we just let these things pass.
但是大卫不让它过去。
But David did not want these things to pass.
大卫说呢，如果我里头有隐而未显的罪的话
David said that if there are hidden faults within me,
也求你赦免。
May you acquit me of these things.
所以呢，因为我们常常祷告啊，求神。显明我们里面的真情，让我们看见我所犯的罪，好叫我们认罪能够悔改。
So when we pray, we ought to ask God to reveal these hidden faults that we have committed, so that we can repent.
但是我们要常常要有一个认识呢，谁能知道自己的错失呢？主啊，如果我里头有任何犯的罪，我自己不晓得，求你也赦免。
Who can discern his errors? Only God can reveal these things to us, so we need to ask Him so that we may repent and ask for His forgiveness.
好叫我们有一个清洁的心，无愧的良心，无悔的信心，伏在他的面前。
So that we may have a clear conscience and a pure heart.
是的，当我们犯罪的时候，我们需要来到主面前，再一次经历他的救恩。
So, yes, when we commit sin, we need to come before God for His salvation.
求他用他的宝血再次洗净我们的罪。
That His precious blood may once again wash us of our sins.
但是我们还要进一步往前去啊！
But we also need to take it a step further.
我们还要求神的拦阻我们不犯罪。
We also need to ask God to prevent us from sinning.
诗篇十九篇的大卫继续写下一节是这么说啊。
David says this in verse 13 in Psalm 19.
他说呢，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。
Just keep back your servant from presumptuous sins.
我就完全的免犯大罪。
Then I shall be acquitted of great transgression.
很多时候我们犯罪，我们不是不知道。
When we sin, it's not because we don't know.
我们不是不知道这件事情是得罪神的，不讨神的喜悦的。
It's not that because we don't know that this sin is something that displeases God.
当大卫他看见别是那个八十八起的那个念头的时候，难道他不知道这件事情是神所？这个神所憎恶的。
When David saw Bathsheba bathing, did David not know that this was not a right thing to do?
大卫当然知道。
Of course, David knew.
但是多少时候呢？我们的掩盖，我们压着我们里面的感觉。
But how often do we suppress these righteous thoughts and that we ignore them?
因为罪呢，有罪中之乐。
Because Okay, because there is this sort of this earthly joy when it comes to pursuing our lust.
那么我们的肉体在那里在掌权的时候呢，他就想要去犯罪，明明知道这是错，还是去犯。
And when our flesh sets its eyes on something, even though we know it's sin, we pursue after it.
我们是犯任意妄为的罪。
We commit this presumptuous sin.
大卫在那里祷告啊，我想那。
And David, we know that he committed a great wrong, but he was still a man of God.
那求你拦阻仆人。
He asked God to keep back his servant from presumptuous sins.
求神呢,在四面射下火墙啊,
he has to create these barriers between him and these presumptuous sins.
主在督导文里头这样教导我们呢,他说我们像父这么祷告啊,说不要叫我们遇见试探。
And the Lord, when he was teaching us, the Lord's prayer also says, do not lead us into temptation. But deliver us from evil. Because we cannot stand firm. Because if we are before the enemy and we rely on our flesh, we will fail. So the Bible tells us that we need to escape from these things. That we need to escape from these evil and lustful thoughts.
逃避拜偶像的事,
we need to escape from worshipping idols. We need to escape from these dark thoughts. So we need to escape from such things. Because if we are in our flesh, we cannot stand firm. We also need to ask God to prevent us from meeting such things. And God's salvation is complete. And it has bears fruit. And he sets these walls of fire around us to prevent us. So that we may truly experience his complete salvation. So may God truly teach us this preciousness of his salvation. That sin cannot overcome us. And the tribulations that come about because of sin. Today we face many tribulations on earth. And this is the consequence of sin. And in these tribulations, does God save us? In Psalm 34, it says this.
但是我曾寻求耶和华, 他就应允了我, 救我脱离一切的恐惧。
Says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. There was fear in David's heart. And this fear led him to be very afraid. And we might say for the normal person, having fear is normal, but for David, who was so close to God, how could he have fears? Are there fears in our hearts? Of course, we have many fears. We are fearful of committing a sin and offending God. We are fearful that this sickly disease might come upon us. When our workplace is cutting staff and there are people at home we need to support, we grow fearful. When difficulties arise at home, we grow fearful that our beautiful families would be separated. So records this in Job. And Job was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. And he had this great inheritance, great fortune, and he had a big family. But when he was attacked by Satan, by God's permission, He lost all of these things.
那一天呢, 他身上得了那个重病的, 从头脚到脚底的, 从头顶到脚跟的都长脓疮。
He also suffered many bodily diseases as well from head to toe.
他的朋友们来看他。
And his friends visited him.
跟他做了七天七夜。
He would be with him for 7 days, 7 nights.
七天七夜之后, 他开始说话了。
And after 7 days, 7 nights, he spoke.
他开始咒诅他的生辰。
And then,
神生日。
Oh, and he cursed the day of his birth.
那他说了一句话，他说呢。
And he also said this.
他说呢，我所恐惧的临我而来，我所惧怕的，我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的临会引我而来。
It is for what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me.
平常的时候，我们看人看约伯呢，他是敬畏神，神一个，第二是家中样那么丰富，那么美满。
When we look at Job, we see someone who is blameless and upright, who has this great fortune and big family.
但是呢,他里头呢,
but he had this fear within him.
他怕有一天这些失去了,
he was fearful of losing all these things. He's fearful that these things are not under his control.
果然有一天呢,这些他所惧怕的,
and indeed, one day, what he feared came upon him.
他在那里抱怨,真的抱怨呢, 那个向神质问,
and there he was questioning God about what happened.
在我们身上会不会有这样的经历?
So do we have similar experiences in our lives?
我们是平常有惧怕的时候, 会不会临到我们呢?
What the things that we fear, will they come upon us?
当我们身上难处来的时候, 我们病痛的时候, 我们那个失业的时候, 我们那个可不可以是不需要来到神的面前?
When difficult things arise in our life, when we grow sick, when we lose our jobs, do we come before the Lord? These are all consequences of sin. And the Lord has already bore all these things on the cross. All the difficult things that we face, all our fears, we can come before the Lord. Because salvation is complete. He saves us every day and delivers us from the evil one. So on one hand, we need to ask the Lord to watch over us so that we do not commit sin. To prevent us from sinning. So that we can stand firm before Him.
同时呢,当我们遇见难处的时候,
but also when we face difficult things,
有的时候是因为人类所犯的罪, 有的时候是我自己犯的罪, 带进了那个罪的结果的时候,
it could be because of the sin of humanity or our personal sins.
我们一样可以来到主的面前, 求他的拯救, 求他的怜悯。
We can still come before the Lord and ask for His deliverance and His mercy.
我们能够天天都经历他自己的救恩,
so that we can experience daily His salvation.
那么我们要问啊, 经历神的救恩有没有条件?
So we need to ask ourselves, are there certain requirements to experiencing His salvation?
这诗篇的第85篇他这么说,他说他的救恩与敬畏他的人相近。
It says this in Psalm 85, surely His salvation is near to those who fear Him.
是的,神的救恩是白白的,任何人只要相信就可以得着的。
Indeed, God's salvation is free. If anyone chooses to believe, they can receive it.
但是整个救恩呢,
but His salvation is near to those who fear Him. If we do not have a God-fearing heart, we will take God's salvation for granted.
希伯来书他说,
Hebrews says that if we sort of ignore such a great salvation, how can we escape from our sins?
第六章他说呢,如果有人他尝过天恩的滋味,他与圣灵有份,又尝到善道的滋味的人,
because it says that if someone who has tasted the heavens and has experienced the Holy Spirit,
如果他离弃道理的话,
if he forsakes such things,
他把神的儿子重钉十字架的话,
if he crucifies the Lord on the cross again,
那么救恩就再没有了,
that there is no such thing as a salvation.
在田里的那个荆棘的棘藜啊，要被火焚烧的。
And it's like that sedum will be burned by the fire.
是的, 神的 经文是丰富的, 它是完备的。
So yes, God's salvation is complete, it's free.
但是如果我们没有一个敬畏的心的话,
but if we do not have a God-fearing heart,
我们会把神的经文当作平常,
we will take God's salvation for granted.
我们就轻忽神的经文的。
We will look over His salvation.
那么神所要临到我们身上审判是更严厉的。
And this judgment that will come to us will be even more severe.
就第一面呢,我们要成就神的救恩的话呢,必须要有个敬畏的心啊。
So in order to receive God's salvation, we need to fear God.
这是神在我们里面一个最基本的要求。
This is a basic requirement.
第二个呢,他说到这救恩的话呢,在诗篇的第五十篇啊,这么说啊。
Then a second aspect that can be found in Psalm 50.
他说呢,那些凡按正道而行的人,
says to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God.
这正道呢,
and this order his way aright has a couple of translations.
有的呢,就像中文翻的一样, 是走到一个人他走的正直的路上的人,
and for example, the Chinese translation says someone who walks on the upright way,
proper
manner.
那么那位他完全说是那些无可指责的人的话，神会使他得经历他的救恩。Other
translations say for those who walk on a blameless way.
那么Young's的那个Little Translation，他是哪些人要神的救恩？那走在他的道路当中的人要经历他的救恩。The
YTL translation says him who maketh the way.
实在说呢,就是因为我们不完全,我们走偏了路,所以我们才需要神的拯救,对不对?
In other words, we have walked astray, that's why we need God's salvation.
如果我们呢,是一个无可指责的人,如果呢,我们走到这样路上,好像经文对我们来讲也不是那么样的迫切。
So it shouldn't be to the blameless, because if you're blameless, then we wouldn't need a salvation.
那他们说呢,是说,你要得神的救恩的话,你必须走在他的道路。
So here says that in order to receive the salvation of God, we need to walk properly, walk
conduct.
And what is this way?
这条路呢,
this way is the way of faith.
唯有借着信心呢,
and only by the way of faith can we come before His salvation.
罗马书的第九章啊, 他那里说,他说呢,
Romans 9 says that the Israelites sought after the law, but they cannot meet the law standard.
因为呢,他们不是凭着信心求,
because they were not operating by faith, they were operating by their actions.
因为此,
and thus, that is why they fell.
那不知道神的意,想要立自己的意,
so we cannot meet God's righteousness if we try to walk by our own righteousness.
那么,是的,
so salvation is something that we cannot achieve for ourselves. Because our righteousness are like that filthy rags. It cannot accomplish anything. If you try to be considered righteous by our own actions, it cannot happen. So this way is the way of faith.
同时呢,这个救恩呢,也不是因着我们需要某种的经历。Some feelings.
Okay, so this salvation, that's not something that requires a certain experience.
那么有人说呢,你如果要得救恩,你必须要这样的属灵的经历,那样属灵的经历。
Some people may say, if you want to be saved, you need to experience this, experience that.
甚至有些人呢,他们走得太过头了,他说呢,如果你没有说方言的经历的话呢,你很难不确定你是不是得救的。Some
even take it a step further, saying that if you do not speak in tongues, you are not saved.
不是的,神的救恩绝对不是建立在这些主流经历上。So
God's salvation is not rooted in these spiritual experiences.
是我们得救之后,神给我们不同属灵的经历。
Because God gives us each different spiritual experiences after we are saved. It is the product of our salvation.
如果我们要走在, 我们要得到救恩的话,
If you want to receive salvation,
唯一的路就是信心的道路。
The only way is through the way of faith.
因为信心呢，能够使我们这条路呢，使我们得到他的救恩。
Because only by faith can we receive His salvation.
同时呢，这个救恩呢，也不是因着我们这样的感觉。
And also, this salvation not, is not based on our feeling.
有一次呢，我在私下传福音的时候，人家问我说，你信主的时候有没有什么特别的感觉？
So, once when I was sharing the gospel, I would often ask, do you feel a particular way when you believe in the Lord?
我听了很多的福音，我也知道在真理，有些人说他，有些这个人说他信主的时候有这样的感觉，有些那样的感觉，可是我都没有啊，你有没有啊？
Because often when people say they they feel this way, or another person may say they feel that way, but I don't feel such things.
我们的感觉呢，常常是非常不可靠的。
Our feelings are not reliable.
会受到环境的影响，是会到人的话语的那个激动啊，我们会有不同的感觉。
It will be influenced by our environment. It will be affected by man's words.
是的，我们得救的话呢，神会把平安喜乐摆在我们里面。
Yes, when we are saved, God will give us this peace and joy.
但是呢，我们的得救呢，不是建立在这个平安喜乐上。
But our salvation is not rooted in this peace and joy.
我们得的救恩呢，是建立在信心这条路上。
It is built on this faith.
不管我外面有没有什么感觉。
So no matter how we may feel externally.
不管人家有这个什么样的感觉，这个感觉，那个感觉。
No matter how other people may be feeling.
我们里面有确定的说，我们是个得救的人。
We will have this assurance that we are saved.
因为我们在信心当中接受了它。
Because we receive the salvation by faith.
是在信心当中，我们只接受了这个救恩。
And in faith, we receive the salvation of God.
是第二个方面的，我要第三个方面要经历这真的救恩的话呢，必须要来爱慕神的话。
So the third way to experience God's salvation is we need to love His word.
在彼得前书呢第二章啊第一节第二节里面说啊。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 it says this.
他说你们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶了，像爱像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
It's like newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word.
叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
但是我们如果要经历救恩的话，
So in other words, if we are to experience salvation,
我们的生命要长大，
and if we were to grow in it,
当我们长大了，使生命长大的时候， 我们就能够经历什么救恩。
Then when we grow in the spiritually, that we can experience full salvation.
那么这身体的长大， 这生命的长大需要靠神的话， 当我们越爱慕神的话，我们生命就一天一天的长进。And
growth relies on knowing God's word, because by it we can grow daily.
那么那句话到底什么意思？
So what does this mean?
我想一方面呢，他是说呢，就当我们渐渐长大的时候呢，我们就能够宝贝，我们会认识，会支取神他自己的救恩。
On one hand, it speaks of, you know, when we're growing in our spiritual walk, that we grow to love God's word more and appreciate it more.
很多时候呢，因为我们生命的幼嫩啊，生命的不那个不成熟，所以呢，我们不能够宝贝神的救恩的。
Sometimes because of the elementary or rudimentary maturity of our lives, we cannot truly appreciate God's word. But I think there's also another aspect to this verse. That is, God's salvation is not always direct. Sometimes He will rescue us directly out of certain tribulations and tests.
但是很多时候呢，神的拯救是间接的。
But other times it's less directly.
他把他的生命摆在我们里面。
Because He gives His life to us.
叫我们里面呢，就长大成的蛮有基督长成的分量。
So that we may grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
当我们里面生命长成的时候。
And when we grow in this way,
一天比一天长大的时候,
when we grow daily,
以后就说了，他就说我们就可以不随从这个今世的风俗，我们可以不被这异教之风吹来吹去的。
Then we are no longer caught up in the ways of the trends of today.
神呢是借着我在我们里面赐给我们那个生命，那属天的生命，神的生命来拯救我们。
Because God has given us the life of His Son to save us.
那要这个生命成长的话。
So in order to grow in this
life,
If we are to experience, grow in this salvation, we need to desire His word. Like newborn infants who long for this pure
spirit.
Then we can grow in His life and grow in this salvation. So salvation is indeed our life experience. As long as we believe in the Lord, we will experience the salvation. And when we experience His salvation, what is our response? In Lamentations, verse 3, it says this.
他说人仰望耶和华, 静默等候他的救恩,
it is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
耶利米呢,
but Jeremiah in Lamentations is groaning on behalf of the Israelites. Because he is suffering with them. And they're pleading for God's deliverance.
巴不得神呢,
and he would desire so much that God would rescue them out of the bondage of the enemy of sin immediately.
但是呢,
but Jeremiah was someone who knew the way of the Lord.
因为神告诉他呢, 说呢, 以色列人被掳了是七十年为满，到七十年之后，神才会把他们都带回来。
Because God told them that the Israelites would need to be in bondage for 70 years, and after 70 years, then they will be free.
但七十年还没有到的时候。
But until that 70th year.
永远看见神的百姓遭受仇敌各样的凌辱啊，他心中何等伤痛。
As they witness all the atrocities and oppression of the Israelites.
他在里头，我真是呼求我神啊，你现在就施行救恩了。
He would plead for God to deliver them immediately. But he knows God has His own timing. That after 70 years, that He will save them. But until that time, he says that it is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. He knows that until God's timing has come. Because he knows God is willing to save and that they would be saved immediately. But he also knows that God has His own timing. And when that timing has not yet come, the lesson that he's learning is how to wait silently for the salvation of the Lord. Do we also experience a similar things in our lives when we go through tribulation? When we're sick, we would say, God, for us to heal us today.
Or
if our workplace is cutting staff, that we will ask God to either not let us be fired or let us to find a job immediately if we are fired.
不管我们在生活当中，我们遭遇什么样的艰难处或那个患难的时候，我们何等不是这样子恳求神，想天天就拯救。
So when we face various tribulations in our life, we often ask God to deliver us today. God is willing to save. But God has His own timing. Friday night Bible study, we studied Romans chapter 8.
他们在这里说呢，说我们原来不知道怎么样祷告，但是圣灵呢，亲自用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
You would say that we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit will often groan in prayer on our behalf. Because the Holy Spirit is praying according to the will of God. So we say that, you know, if the Holy Spirit is praying according to the will of God every day. Then then is it to say that we ourselves ought not to face any sort of weaknesses or temptations?
很多时候我们自己祷告呢，神没有听。
Oftentimes when we pray, it seems God is not listening.
因为呢，我们不认识神的心意，我们不知道神的怎样做什么，只按照我们心意祷告，神便有听。Because
we are not praying according to the will of God, we're praying according to our own desires.
但是圣灵祷告不一样啊。But
when the Holy Spirit prays, it's not the same.
圣灵是按照神的旨意替圣徒代求的。
Holy Spirit is praying for God's people according to the will of God.
不但圣灵是这样子，我们的主耶稣基督，神如高天尊荣大祭司，也天天在神为神面前为我们代求。And
not just the Holy Spirit, but also the Lord Jesus, who is the right hand of, who is on the right hand of God.
他是天天为我们代求。He's
interceding for us every day.
他是按着神的旨意为我们代求。He's
also interceding for us according to the will of God.
那为什么我还遭遇这么多的难处呢？为什么我们还会失败软弱呢？So
then, why am I still facing so much tribulation? Why am I still weak and fail?
因为神有他自己的时间。
Because God has His own timing.
是的，这是神的旨意，他要拯救，他要带领人出来。
Yes, this is God's will to save us and deliver us.
但是神有他自己的时间。But
God has His own timing.
他要我们学习呢，就是在神面前静默等候他的救恩。He
wants to teach us to wait silently for His salvation.
啊，有的时候呢，我们说呢，这个当我们看见云柱火柱在前面行的时候，我们要信心跟得上去，对。We
often say that when we see,
云柱火柱就起来了，神往前行了，在信心当中我们跟上去。Oh,
when we often say we see the fire and clouds ahead of us, then we want to eagerly pursue after him.
但是当以色列他们在旷野的时候，有的时候他们住棚一天、两天、一个月、两个月、一年，神没有动。But
the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, sometimes they might set tent for a day, 2 days, multiple months even.
白天云柱仍然在那里，晚上也是火柱也在那里。
And the cloud would not move, it would stay there, and thus people stay there also for a while.
哪一个以色列人不那时候不想说神为什么你这么不走，我们赶快进迦南吧，为什么在这里在旷野在那个单言？And
the Israelites might be thinking, God, why are you not moving so that we can quickly enter into Canaan?
神动的时候我们动是信心。
When God moves and we move with him, that's faith.
神不做事不动的时候，我们也静默等候。
And when God doesn't move and we wait silently, that is also faith. In faith, we wait silently for the salvation of the Lord. And we know God is willing to save and He will save. But He saves according to His timing.
我们就学习呢，在安静当中，我们等候。 神他显出他自己的旨意，他自己的时候到。So
we need to learn how to wait silently for His timing, for His will to be passed to come.
那么当神的救恩临到的时候，And
when God's salvation comes to us,
那当神把我们从患难当中拯救出来的时候，When
God saves us from tribulation,
然后我们里面的感觉是什么呢？我们的反应是什么呢？What
is our internal response?
那么这个，我想很多时候，包括我自己在内啊。 我神就在这事情拿，求神祷告，哎，神的那个带领的，神解决了以后呢？So
oftentimes when I'm praying for God to deliver me from something, and He actually does.
我们当时呢说，我们感谢你，谢谢你，好，然后我们第二天就忘记。We
say we thank you, God, and we praise you, and then we forget about it.
我们继续走我们自己的路。We
forget about it by the second day, we walk our own paths.
在以赛亚书第十二章啊这么说啊。In
Isaiah chapter 12, it says this.
他说：“你们要在救恩的泉源里安然取水。”Therefore,
you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
救恩呢，不仅仅是帮我们处理一些事情，帮我们挪去一些难处。Salvation
is not simply just addressing some problems that we're facing or delivering us from other situations.
救恩呢，是我们生命的源泉。
Salvation is the source of life for us, that from which we draw water. So we need to joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. When God hears our prayer, and when He saves us according to His timing,
我们休息不要很快就把它忘掉了，这事情就过去了。我们要继续走我们的路。
Let us not quickly forget what he has done and walk our own paths afterwards.
可能要学习啊，多思想一段时间，主他究竟自己他怎么这个经文他怎么样成就？
We need to spend some more time considering how he has delivered us.
他是怎么样把我从这患难当中带出来的？
How he has brought us out of our tribulation.
他要在我在这个患难的苦难当中学习什么样的功课？
And what is it that he wants us to learn from this tribulation?
否则呢，很多时候呢，我们是白白的受苦啊，遭遇了很多苦难，但是没有学到功课。
Otherwise, we suffer without reason because we have not learned anything from it.
要回来，在他神的面前，一面呢，我们的赞美神，我们感谢神，他把我们从患难当中拯救出来。
Why don't we praise God because He has delivered us from the tribulation that we are in?
因为呢，我们呢，在这思想神为什么让这些事情发生，神在这些事情上神的作为是什么？
On the other hand, we also need to consider why we face the tribulation that we face, and what does God want us to learn from it?
神是怎么样把我带出来的？
And how did God save us from it?
很多时候呢，说实在的，我们呢，总结事情就这样发生了，我们呢都不晓得这是神的手呢，还是他这是偶然发生的。
Sometimes we can't tell the difference between whether God has His hand in something or whether it's just coincidence.
是这件事情呢，是神的允许临到呢，还是偶然有的呢？
Is it something that God permitted to happen, or is it just mere coincidence?
因为我们太容易让这些事情就过去了。Because
we too often just let it slip by.
我们没有好好思想，我们没有来在这面前借这事情来学功课。We
don't come before the Lord and try to understand what lesson He is trying to teach us.
我们需要在这救恩的泉源里头呢，欢然取水，支取生命中的供应。So
we need to joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
那我们越来思想神是怎么样拯救我的。And
then when we consider more fully how the Lord has saved us.
他怎么样把我这些难处当中带出来的时候。How
He has delivered us from these difficult situations.
我们越想里头就越甘甜。Then
as we meditate upon it more, it becomes more sweet to us.
越想呢，就觉得发觉神实在是。
You think about it more, we come to realize that God is so faithful. That He is willing to save, and He often saves us. And as we draw water from the, joyously draw water from the springs of salvation, we can also grow in this salvation.
然后呢,
and then,
诗篇95篇呢，他说呢。 不要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。It
says to sing to the Lord, to bless His name.
我等候神的救恩。
I wait for God's salvation.
我们享受神的救恩。
I experience God's salvation.
我们还要出去传扬神的救恩。
Now we also need to proclaim good tidings of
salvation. 天天传扬他的救恩啊。
Proclaim good tidings of His salvation from day to day.
很多时候呢，就是我们在那传扬神的救恩的时候呢。
Because oftentimes when we proclaim His salvation, we experience it again. When we proclaim the good tidings of salvation, we talk about it from beginning to end.
不但是呢，我们让别人能够羡慕这个救救恩呢，我们自己里头呢，也再一次那个认识了救恩的宝贝。
Then other people will not only recognize the greatness of the salvation, but we ourselves would once again appreciate the beauty of it. When we share the gospel, proclaim then God's salvation will go to more people. And we ourselves can come to appreciate and treasure His salvation even more.
是发觉呢，神为我们预备的这个军装呢，得怎样的宝贝啊？
Have you realized how precious this armor of God is? That we can treat salvation as this helmet to put on ourselves. To experience His salvation every day. To watch over our thoughts and volition. So that our thoughts will not be influenced by the enemy. That our volition will not be shaken by the enemy. So that as we put on this helmet of salvation, that that we can have this clear conscience, this heavenly wisdom to know how to follow after the Lord. So may God have mercy on us. Let's have a word of prayer. Holy Father, we thank you and praise you. Because through the resurrection of your Son, we have also been raised up. And you have given us this living hope. So that we can experience his salvation every day. Remember all your children who are still in the flesh. We're often faced with battle with the enemy and under the restrictions of our own flesh. Remind us to experience your salvation every day. So our body, spirit, soul may all be saved. So that we can be completely blameless on the day of your Lord's on the day of the Lord's return. Father, we know that this is your desire. And your will come to pass. So we follow after you in faith. Pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.